Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get
on up! Everybody up there!
Get into it!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show here on 980 AM KMBZ, as well as on iTunes via podcast and at grillnationshow.com. Hope you had a great end of your 2018. We are excited to be back here with you today. We ran some best of shows. Thanks to JP for putting those together over the holiday. We had some really good best of shows. We tried to bring you all of our old guests that we really had fun with this last year. And now we're excited about 2019 and excited to be back with some really cool guests and some great stories to share as well. Before we get to our guests today, I want to talk about and thank our partners and supporters of the Grill Nation Show. They are title sponsors of the show, our trusts, MoBank, BOK Financial, and Two West Advisors. Contributors of the Grill Nation Show include the KCADC, the Rieger, and Jay Rieger & Co., Ryan Mabee, as well as our guest today, Brian Saar from True Wealth & Company. He's a guest host and honor contributor. Each and every month, he comes on the show and joins me and also usually brings on a mover and a shaker here in Kansas City, an entrepreneur, a business owner, someone who's making a difference in the community. But we wanted to change the tables or turn the tables a little bit today. As we start 2019, everyone's thinking about, you know, resolutions and what am I going to do this year to make myself a better human being, whether that's financially, whether that's spiritually, whether that's with their family, whether that's with their career and their goals, or whether that's with their health. Everyone's kind of thinking about these things right now. And so I thought we'd bring Brian on today to talk about kind of his background. Obviously, he's with True Wealth & Company. Their website is Retire With True. He's always working with people each and every day to talk to them about their goals and how to make a life map formula. I know that you guys have trademarked that, but how to make work optional and how to spend more time with people you love and care about. So
yeah,
I absolutely thought it'd be fitting to have. We both thought it would be fitting to kind of talk about, you know, as we look forward to 2019. Some exciting things for what you do and then also how you can help people. So welcome back to the show, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah.
Great to start off the new year, you know, 2019, here we go.
It's kind of exciting. I get motivated by it, and the weather helps too lately. It's been 50s and 60s, which could put you in a better mood than
the 20s. You always have to think spring during winter because we've never had a winter not followed by spring.
That's true.
And so that's true in life. That's true in life as well.
Yeah.
That you have winters in life, and you have to think spring through those winters. In life, winters can last a couple of weeks, a couple of months. They can last a year or so, depending on what's going on that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you can continue to think about spring, you look forward to those doors that open, the opportunities in front of you, the chance to make a difference, to make a change that's positive for you, for mm-hmm. life. And that's what's important about the new year of 2019 is, you know, that we're thinking spring, we're thinking ahead. And what are the things we can make changes of in our life? And in my world, it tends to be in finances
mm-hmm.
and investing.
So, Brian, tell us about your we've had you on, obviously, many months now, and we usually talk more about our guests than yourself. So kind of refresh our listeners on what you do each and every day and kind of a little bit about your background as well, if you would.
Well, I'll start with that. You know, what I do every day is we want to help successful people make work optional. And it's taken me 16 years to whittle it down to those few words that resonate with so many.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're successful and you're making more money than you're spending, which means you have some discipline in your life, that you're putting money back, That you have goals for your family, you have goals for your retirement, you have things that you want to accomplish in life that you just don't want to sit back and let life guide you. You want to guide life. You know, I heard a quote many years ago from Mother Teresa that every day is a blank page and you're the pencil in the hand of God and you get to decide what's written down on that sheet of paper. And if you don't want to take any action and sit at home and do nothing, then you can turn a blank page. And tomorrow, guess what? You have a pencil in the hand of God and you get to choose what you write down on that page. And every day is the start of a new day that you get to decide forward. That's the same with finances, and you have to have a plan with that. I find that successful people have a burning desire to succeed. They want to make a difference for themselves, for their family, and for their community. Most of the people we work with are business owners that are, some of them are serial entrepreneurs that have had multiple businesses over their life. We have a lot of professionals. We have, you know, we have pilots. We have doctors. We have attorneys. You know, we have bankers. We have all sorts of folks out there, but it's not really one specific niche, if you will, but I guess it is a niche, but it's a niche of psychologically. It's people that have that successful mindset that want to move forward. That's who we work with. We work with them really well. They tend to be planning focused, and they want to figure out how to make work optional. It doesn't mean they want to stop working. Retirement is stopping working.
Yeah, I saw a guy that was retired at the Panera this morning when I was getting my cup of coffee and working over there. He was reading a book, and I looked over at him. I'm like, that guy's for surely retired. He has a Royals hat on. He's reading a book. You know, some people, that's not what they're cracked up to do. You know, they like to be able to do that, but maybe they want to have other businesses run at the same time when they're in their 60s, 70s, 80s.
It is really hard for professionals and for business owners to make us to just flip a switch that on Friday your CEO and on Monday your grandpa, you know, or Friday your CEO and Monday your grandma. It is really hard to flip that switch and just to go cold turkey. And so for those that are successful professionals that we work with and those that are successful business owners, we really encourage them to take a slow waltz into retirement, not just to go cold turkey. Now, some folks out there have a ton of hobbies, all right? But when your life is your business and your life is your profession, that tends to become a lot of your hobby. And not everybody is a hunter. Not everybody, you know, is a golfer. Not everybody, you know, it enjoys woodworking or working on cars or some of those hobbies, and that are photography. And they kind of have to find that passion once they retire. You know, the first couple of years, you know, you kind of whittle down your to-do list that you've put off forever. But it's kind of figuring that out. So that mental aspect of making work optional is number one, having a great social network, and number two, kind of taking a slow waltz into it and not going into it just, you know, from Friday to Monday and flipping that switch. And so what we help our clients with is, how do I manage this big change in my life mentally? How do I manage it emotionally? How do I manage it socially? Because your whole social world changes. You're no longer around your clients, your customers, and that, or the people you've worked with all these years, and those relationships change. And how do you make that big step forward? For a lot of folks, it's like going through a second honeymoon because they have all this extra time to spend with their loved one. And that begins to kind of step into itself as well. And so there's a lot of dynamics that go on. We tend in our society just to think it's all about money and finances, and it's really not. It's all about the mental, social, the emotional piece is a much bigger aspect than the finances, especially when you're already financially independent and you can make work optional. The big choice is, how do I do that successfully without messing my brain up and kind of short-circuiting myself and still being able to, you know, keep that burning desire and go out and accomplish things.
Brian Sarf is with us today on the Grill Nation show. The website for True Wealth and Company is retirewithtrue.com. After the break, Brian, I want to talk to you about more about kind of what you work with clients on and also kind of what questions people should be asking themselves.
Love to.
At this point of their journey, because I want to talk to you from people of different ages as well.
Yes.
And who you talk with and who you help. It's going to be a lot of fun today. I'm excited. 2019 is here. You're listening to the Grill Nation show on 980 AM and on iTunes. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm Jason Grill, your host, joined today by guest host and on-air contributor to the Grill Nation Show, who joins me each and every month, usually the first week of each and every month, this week the second, with the holiday of New Year's Eve. Brian Sarf is with me from True Wealth & Company. The website is Retire With True. Brian, before we kind of break into some more ways that you help people and what questions they should be asking themselves, tell us a little bit about your business. I know you have a team that you work with there, and you guys have been growing of late. So talk to me about kind of who you work with and how they can help people.
Well, I have, when you call into the office, you're going to talk to Shanna or you're going to talk to Steven. Most of you will know Steven's voice. He's on 101 The Fox every Saturday and Sunday. Been on there 40 years. He also is the stadium announcer for the Mavericks. So when you talk to him, you'll recognize his voice, and that's where it's from. And then we've got Kenny works in our office, Kenny Burkhead. He's a portfolio manager for us. He manages all the investments, makes all the trades, makes sure all the paperwork is in order, and that he has a number of clients that he works with that are, you know, millennials. Kenny's younger than I am, and that was by design. That he's 15 years younger than I am. So there's kind of a succession plan, if you will, as we go through, because I got that question forever. What happens if you get hit by a bus tomorrow, Brian? Well, I've got a great backup here in Kenny, and he's phenomenal.
Most businesses don't think like that, and they should.
Yes. And I get that. I got hammered on that question for years. I also got hammered on the question of, why do you wear a tie every day, Brian? Get rid of that thing. So I did. And I went to jeans and just a button up shirt and a jacket. I got rid of the tie, and clients are, you know, they're happier that way,
but
they're good in their advice as they've helped guide us. And then Brian Paulson is another advisor in our office. Brian made a mid-career transition from IBM. He'd led a lot of their technical teams in developing financial apps for the finance community, and he'd always had a desire to be an advisor. And so he made the switch a number of years ago. He's been a longtime friend of mine. So knowing he was a friend and he wanted to get into the business, we were very slow at that, because we didn't want it to mess up our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted it to work well for him in business. And he's been very successful in what he's done, made a great transition. And, you know, the team we have in place, the business coaches that we have, you know, and that's just the folks in our office.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of our team is our LifeMap network. And that is, you know, the CPAs, and that's the mortgage planners and the property and casualty advisors and the attorneys that we work with all over town. And the bankers we work with, there are 18 strategic partners that we work with. And I know that they're all similarly motivated to I am, that, you know, they really want to take care of their clients. They'll move heaven and earth to do it for them. And I love referring them out. Last year, I referred our network out, our office referred out our network 364 times last year.
Mm.
And sending clients that need help out to that network. We don't get paid anything for those referrals, except I know they're going to take great care of my clients. And I didn't want any money changing hands to send those. And if we serve the people that they send to us, then we'll all grow our businesses together. And it's been the biggest part of really launching our success of True Wealth & Company.
Why'd you get into this industry? You've been in financial advising for quite a while.
Yeah.
What drove you to take this on as a career?
I've always had a great ability to understand word problems. And, you know, I know in high school that most of us hate word problems. That's the last thing in the world we want to do is to figure them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved them. Mm-hmm. And I always enjoyed math, and I love some of the critical thinking that went along with that. My dad and mom taught me investing and saving at an early age. And, you know, dad worked for Procter & Gamble, and I would trade stocks with him over the summer. You know, he would give me the certificates for doing work, and I'd watch the price, and I'd turn them in and get paid. And then he figured out I was working the system because the stock would move around a little bit. And he's like, hold on, we got to change the rules here a little bit, you know. But I've always had a knack for investing. I always had a knack for numbers and word problems. And I really wanted to help make a difference and apply that to not only my own life, but to others. And I've been able to impact the lives of, you know, thousands of families and people in Kansas City over the last 16 years, and I look forward to helping thousands more, because being able to get control of your finances and have calm about that, you know, that's a big mental shift in life. When you have calm and confidence in your financial life, changes how you make all of your decisions in your life.
So you deal with a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
It's not all bubbles and roses and,
never
and
is.
Great times
no.
in your industry.
It can be terrible at times.
How do you balance that out when someone's when the market is down and somebody is just kind of invested a lot of their back. You know, we had the recession in 2008. Mm-hmm. We've had all kinds of ups and downs lately in the stock market.
Just take the most recent from, you know, from August into December, October 1st, you know, in December was down 15%. And that's scary to fall that fast, that quick. We haven't had a December that bad since the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tend to think.
And so that's different with different age brackets. So
it
you're
is.
Talking to someone that's 40 or someone that's 75.
Yeah, but what the biggest part of investing is that when you begin to look at it in dollars, you're dead and you're done.
Mm.
You can't look at the dollars. You have to look at percentages.
Okay.
Now, I know Bert is one of our clients and he tells me, I can't spend percentages, Brian. I only spend dollars. And that's true. But if you have $1 million and you lose 10%, you lost $100,000. That's a big deal. And you want to make a change with that. If it's 10%, then you understand in investing that 10% isn't a big deal. And so we tend to really have to work with clients to not think about dollars all the time, that you have to look at it in percentages, because here's why. The market loses on average 14% sometime during every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're always going to lose that 14%. Now, the market may not close down 14%, but at some point it goes from a peak and it drops 14% during every year. It's just a normal part of the marketplace. And so the volatility, right, the ups and downs of the market, we tend to think volatility is only the negative, but volatility being the up and the down in the marketplace, that you have to have both of that. And that's the emotional, you know, currency that you pay for that long-term gain, is being able to deal with that volatility and being able to withstand it. And so it's really hard with clients that are, you know, when they want to get out of the market and they want to go to cash. And, you know, if you think about it, you're on a ship out in the ocean, and the stock market is the ocean, and you're in a terrible thunderstorm. They want to climb to the top of the crow's nest and jump out and say, this time's different. I'm done. I'm going to cash.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know at some point the storm will subside. And so I just have to spend some time visiting with them to try and talk them off that ledge of getting out, because.
Have you ever told anyone to get out?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course you have to. You know, we were 55, 60% out of the market a lot of this year because it was just risky.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have everything 100% in the stock market this year. You know, when you look at planning, and that's what I always bring clients back to, is their plan. What is your long-term financial goal? And if that hasn't changed, if your long-term goal hasn't changed, and you haven't had any crisis in your life recently, mm-hmm. then your investments can't change. Because we can't use a 48-hour news cycle to determine a 30-year financial plan.
Mm-hmm.
We're always going to have the apocalypse du jour. And if we don't have a real one, the media will create one for you. And they do. It's how you keep people in tune. It's how you keep people, you know, glued to the screen and reading the papers. And you just have to realize that sometimes you just need to stick the statements in the drawer and not open the email, and let it alone if your long-term plan hasn't changed.
We're talking to Brian Sarf from True Wealth & Company. Website is Retire with True. Brian, what things keep you up at night? I'm very curious about that, as somebody who's constantly helping people. Keep you up at night? Is it just client issues? Is it what makes you lay in bed and be like, wow?
When the market's really jittery, I get excited because I know that's opportunity for us to make money. But I also know it's really nerve wracking for my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So when the stock market is more volatile up and down, I tend not to sleep as much because I'm thinking about the opportunity, but also the counseling on the other side for clients.
Mm-hmm.
When there's big tax law changes, I'll spend a lot of time, because your mind really gets running about, you know, what are the changes, what are the impacts, and who do they impact, and have we thought of everybody, and have we gone through all of our clients to make sure that they're taking advantage of, you know, the new tax laws that you have. When clients are going through crisis, you know, when they lose a loved one, they lose a spouse that they've been married to forever, they lose a child, you know, they lose a business. You know, they have to, you know, file for bankruptcy. Those things keep me up at night because there's a lot of moving parts
mm-hmm.
to try and help them salvage as much as we can in their financial life. You know, and the biggest piece is when clients lose a spouse, you know, it's devastating. It's a time when you don't want to make any financial decisions. You just want to, you know, really don't do anything for 6 months to a year. Leave it alone. You don't have to make any choices to invest anything. And you can kind of sit back and figure everything out. But counseling clients through that is really difficult. And that'll keep me up at night all the time.
We got about a minute left in this segment. We're going to be talking more and more about some kind of case studies and scenarios. But
you want to talk about how to help millennials and how to help the younger generation, right?
I do.
And so why don't we get into that next segment and talk through that?
Yeah, I want to know what was the best advice you ever received for investing throughout your life, whether it's from a book or from a mentor or from a somebody you worked with over the years. I think that's really important because people these days, they're always trying to find a niche. They're always trying to find a tip. They're always trying to find something from a person like you who's a thought leader. Mm-hmm. They're listening to podcasts. They're listening to everything.
Yeah, I'll tell you the best thing ever was live within your percentages. And I'll explain that after the break.
Can't wait. You love percentages.
You have to. they work. They're beautiful.
I love it. Brian Sarf is with us from True Wealth and Company. Their website is Retire with True. We're going to get into all kinds of more fun stuff. We're going to take some positive talking too here. We got to talk about the ups and the downs, right, with every entrepreneur and business owner.
Amen.
But there's been a lot of big success stories, I'm assuming, with a lot of your clients that you've taken a lot of pride in as well. Mm-hmm. The ups and downs are one part, but the ups are always more fun. You can connect with Brian on his website, Retire with True. He's also available, obviously, there on Facebook and social media as well, and their phone number is 913-653-8783. You're listening to the Grill Nation Show. We'll be right back. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. Hope you've been enjoying the show today here at 980 AM. I'm Jason Grill, your host. They can also listen to the show each and every week and find all of our old podcasts at grillnationshow.com or on iTunes. Just check us out. Search for the Grill Nation Show. You can also connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill. Brian Sarf is with us today from True Wealth and Company. The website for his company is Retire with True. He's a contributor to the Grill Nation Show and joins us each and every month, usually with a guest, but we thought it was profound and smart today to talk about 2019 and his company and helping people kind of make work optional and know how to invest and make their lives more enjoyable. Brian, you guys have a lot of people you help, whether they're older, younger, middle-aged,
and, all over
the map. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about kind of the when people kind of start thinking about this for the millennials out there, because I know from my perspective, I'm not a millennial, I'm a Gen Xer, but you know, like if you don't work for a big company, you've probably
most
never
people
invested.
Don't work for a big company.
If you're an entrepreneur, you've put all your money in your business and mm-hmm. you kind of freak out about, oh my gosh, I have no savings, whether you're a lawyer, building something, whatever. When do people, what are millennials, what are they thinking about right now? When do you start actually this process of having someone like yourself that can help you? Because for me, it was late.
Yeah. Well, for most Americans, it's late.
Yeah.
Most don't start early. We all know we should start early, mm-hmm. but most of us start late. And right, wrong, or indifferent, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And so I try and, I have a term that I invented called millennionaire. And we just did a podcast. That was the first podcast of this year. So I have a podcast called Mission Work Optional. Mm-hmm. So we're after that. What's our mission? And the theme of Mission Impossible, we're after that work optional lifestyle. So on our podcast, I talk to millennials on how to become a millennionaire, how to become a millennial millionaire, mm-hmm. and how do you do that? And what are the steps to follow through with? The best advice I received years ago was to live within your percentages. So what's always drilled in our head, and at least it was in high school in the class I took on budgeting and then some of the finance classes I took in college, we always want to budget everything to the penny. But for most Americans, I would say almost 98%, unless you're an accountant, you hate that. You don't want to go through and count everything to the penny. It seems intrusive. It seems ridiculous. It seems boring, mm-hmm. and stupid and idiotic, and you don't want to go through with it. And most people don't, and they don't build a good budget, or they'll estimate. And estimating is even worse. What I learned years ago was, if you look at the things that matter most in your life, okay? So you know you have to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. Some folks tithe, some don't, and that's a part of your life. So you want to save. and you have your home, tends to be a big expense. So let's figure out what are those percentages. So let's say that you want to save 15%. And let's say that you want to tithe 10%. There's 25%. Let's say that you want
taxes. You're talking over 35%.
So yeah, let's say most people pay effective tax rate about 20%.
Well, I gotta get a new accountant. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Well, your top tax bracket may be in the 30%, but when you look at all the averages, because your bottom tax bracket's at 10%.
Yeah,
and that when you look at the averages, there most everybody's in the 20s. For the most part. And so if you throw in
45%,
so say in 20, you're at 45%, that leaves 55% of your money left. Now let's say that you want to put 25% of your money, towards your home. There's 60% of your dollars committed, or 65% of your dollars are committed.
And you have kids. Mm-hmm. Where are we counting for them?
Well, they're 65% committed. So now you've got 35% left to spend and blow on whatever you want to do. So as long as you can pay those core pieces of your percentages, then you do whatever you want with the rest of it. Now, if you have kids, then you're going to allocate 10% to kids. Now you're left with 25% for everything else. That you have a roof over your head, you've paid your taxes, you're saving your money, you've got your tithing built in. If you're a tither, you have your mortgage overhead, and you've got your kids, and you've got 25% to live. And yeah, are you going to have to make choices and challenges and things along the way? Of course. But what you start with is start with the big expenses you know you're going to have and work towards the little. Don't work from the little to the big.
Yeah.
Because you
know. And that's all about the percentages.
It is. When you look at what you're going to pay every year in taxes, you know that if you make 100 grand and you pay 20% in taxes, you got 80,000 left over. And then you have to break it down from there. And so find your largest percentage items that are part of your life.
And again, those would be. Taxes.
Those would be taxes.
A house, usually, or if you live in a nice apartment or whatever, your livables, your roof over your head, your tithing if you're a religious person.
But most people don't tithe.
Yeah.
And it's and right, wrong, or indifferent. That's part of what it is. But your majors are taxes, mortgages, your taxes and mortgages, and then your investment of what you want to save for retirement.
Yeah.
And then you have to add on if you have kids that you're going to save.
And maybe you want to have some fun too, Brian.
Well, that's your 25%. But that's the beauty that if you're left with that, if you're left with that, typically for most people, they've got 25 to 40% they can spend.
Okay.
And if you know mentally that you have your big bills taken care of, then it doesn't matter what you spend the other money on. If you want to blow it on a trip, if you want to get Chiefs tickets, if you want to get Starbucks every day, if you want to have nice clothing, if you want to drive a fancy car, if you want to have a country club membership and those things, all those are all allowable in your budget. Mm-hmm. Just start with your big items first and see what's left and then live within that other percentages. And the key is that you don't take on a lot of debt and fill up your credit cards and take out mortgages and all those fun pieces that really, really begin to dig that hole for everybody.
What would be your best advice for a middle-aged person like myself? Turning 40 this year.
Number one is figure out your percentages to find out. So you have to look at, answer.
You're right. So you got to figure out what you want.
Well, you got to look at retirement. This of when do you want to retire?
Yeah. Okay. And what is that? What do you hear from most people?
Well,
when they're in the middle age, what are they telling you?
They're looking at typically when they can get Social Security at 66.
So that's 66 now.
For you and I, it's going to be 66 is when you're going to get your full Social Security benefit. And that typically tends to be retirement age. The average retirement age in America.
What is that nowadays? Social Security benefits.
Anywhere from $2,500 to $3,500 at 66
a month.
A month.
Okay.
Yeah, and it grows with inflation. That's per person and a couple. So if both husband and wife worked, then you'd have $2,800 times two. So you'd have $5,600 a month. In the future.
Okay.
If one worked, then the spouse gets half of the earner. So if you worked and had $3,000 a month, and your wife didn't work, she would get $1,500. You both pick that up at your full retirement age, and that tends to be
66. So we're talking about $5,000 a month, let's say, on average. So that's about $60,000 a year.
Yeah. Okay. And it's a starting point.
Yeah.
And it's some income that you're going to have, provided this is the challenge for a lot of business owners is they want to pay themselves a small salary. And so they tend not to have as big of a Social Security benefit because they paid less in salary. And so it's going to be more reliant on their savings that they put back that they're going to be able to live off of down the road.
That's true. people that have S-Corps or LLCs.
All day long.
They don't get as much of a retirement.
Yeah. I don't want a Social Security pay. I don't want to pay myself a salary.
That's why you hope that your wife was working for the government or in a big corporation, right? Mm-hmm. So she'll get a full deal there. So that's interesting. Okay, so that's what you're thinking about.
So you got to start, if you haven't started yet,
okay,
you have to figure out, when do you want to retire? Mm-hmm. Okay. The next is, how much have you saved? The next is, how much do you spend a month?
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at, how much are you saving towards retirement? And you can run the numbers to figure out, at the current pace you're saving with the amount you've saved, can you retire by the time you want to retire? And you look at it, you say, yes, it will work, or no, this is way off. And then you have to make some adjustments.
But
to
you have
plan.
No idea what the amount of money you will need at that time with inflation and all that.
Sure you will. You
do, okay.
Yeah. I've got plans I built, 15, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. That you're still within spitting distance of it, because inflation is inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there, and you can plan those pieces. But you can do it on one sheet of paper. It takes about 15 minutes. And I invite anybody who's listening that if you want to walk through that, there's no charge to do it. You can call on the phone. You come in and sit down with us, and we'll help you as a sounding board lay out, where do you want to be? Where are you at? How much are you spending, and how do you get there? And we can do it in 15, 20 minutes and lay it out, and at least you have that peace of mind that this is what you're going after, and you can erase the ambiguity of not knowing what that is.
Brian Sarf is with us. Brian, do you have someone that helps you with all this background you have? Do you throw off ideas around other people, or are you just sitting there with your pen and paper doing this all yourself for yourself, or do you need to talk to people since you're an expert?
Always have people around you that are smarter than you are.
Yeah.
I read Nick Murray. In our business, nobody hearing this will know who Nick is. I've known Ed Slott for a long time, and I read his information on IRAs. I have some local CPAs I work with, Nick Ong and Rick Rodenbeck, as well as I have some estate planning attorneys, Tom Sullivan and that help me out on the estate planning side. I have conferences I go to. I've got one coming up with TD Ameritrade
mm-hmm.
In San Diego. Too bad I have to go to San Diego in February, I know.
Wow.
Cue the crying and the violin music. But we'll go out there for a few days and hear some of the new things. But First Trust out of Chicago provides a lot of resources. And it just to keep our pencil sharp and to keep, in line with everything that's going on in the world.
You got to keep innovating, too, in this industry, right? There's a lot of competition out there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to innovate as far as, a lot of entrepreneurs or startups are trying to come in and kind of put algorithms to all of this stuff, but it really is down to that personal relationship building and that touch that kind of helps in this industry, I would imagine, too.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's, the biggest part of our industry, it will always come back to as many innovations as there are
mm-hmm.
and as many new software programs and tricks and robo-advisors and all that stuff, it will always come down to how you can deal with individually the ups and downs of the stock market. Because everybody assumes that they're all going to make decisions like Spock. They're going to make the perfect, most unemotional decision. That's exactly what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go to the gym 5 days a week and work out 45 minutes so I can do exactly what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Reality is we're all more like Homer.
and
that's life. And
yeah.
So we want to be like Spock, but we're more like Homer. And so we have to deal with that. We have to deal with that behavioral finance that's always there in the background mm-hmm. because we all tend to think, most of us tend to think very irrationally, just how we're wired as humans.
Brian Sarf is with us, True Wealth & Company. The website is retirewithtrue.com. We'll be back on the Grill Nation show with one final second for us. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show, 980 a.m. KMBZ. I'm Jason Grill. I'm joined today by a guest host and on-air contributor who joins me each and every month, Brian Sarf from True Wealth & Company. Website is retirewithtrue.com. Brian, as we enter 2019, everyone's kind of thinking about, how do I manage my money? Where do I start? I want to be better at this. I mean, what would you tell these people? Because a lot of people aren't seasoned investors with, $100,000 sitting in the bank that they don't know what to do with. I mean, what do you tell someone that's an average Joe? He's like, I want to improve on this. I want to get better. I want to manage my finances well in 2019.
The first step is deciding which of the three types of American you are. Number one, you're either going to manage your own money and learn it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you're the third that you're just going to bury your head and hope it works out, which sadly is what a third of Americans do. They don't pay attention to their finances and they just hope it works out. The other third are they hire an advisor to help them along the way. And you've got to first decide which one of those three camps are you in. Do you really care? Are you going to do it on your own? Are you inclined to go learn it on your own, or do you want to hire an advisor? Once you know which one of the three that you are, mm-hmm. And if you're in the advisor camp, then find an advisor that has great chemistry with you and rapport, that you trust them, that you'll share everything, because you can't go in, you know, it's like going to see the doctor, but not allowing them to take your blood pressure or take your vitals or draw your blood, and you want them to give you advice. You have to be able to provide everything to that. If you don't feel comfortable, then you have to walk away. And if you're married, you have to go together. Mm-hmm. You know, so often one person in a relationship, you know, if you have a husband and wife or have a partnership, one of them handles the finances and the other doesn't. But it's so important that you both go and talk to an advisor. Mm-hmm. If you choose to go that route with an advisor, if you manage money on your own, you have to meet together and talk through it as well, because it's important that everybody's on the same page. But you got to start there of knowing what camp you're in. Then the next part is you have to have a simple plan of where you're going.
Ask me that question, and it's sometimes you don't know.
Well, you can
sometimes,
look at
sometimes maybe you don't know where you're going to be in 5-10 years.
Well, you may not know, but you know how much you spend today. Yeah. So if you spend, you know, everybody asks me, you know, do I need $1 million to retire or 2 million or 4 million? Well, it all depends on how much you spend.
It seems like a lot of money, doesn't it?
And you know, $1 million only provides $50,000 a year at most forever. Growing with inflation, it's not going to provide $100,000 a year. Otherwise, it'll be gone in 7 or 8 years. It'll be empty. Mm-hmm. Because if you're invested in the market, volatility will strip it away, the negative volatility. So you have to know, number one, how much do you spend per month? And how much are you saving and what do you have, and kind of figure out that plan of, you know, based on what you're doing now, when would you retire? You know, is it 85? And is that acceptable?
Let's hope we live that long.
You know, is it 65? Is that what you want? Mm-hmm. And then you got to look at the different levers you can pull of, do I take more risk? Do I save more? You know, do I cut back my expenses? Do I change where I live? Do I drive a used car instead of a new car? You have to look at what kind of choices you want to make based on where you want to get in the long run. And then you're going to make mid-course corrections. You know, when a plane takes off, it just doesn't leave, you know, it just doesn't leave Kansas City and land in Cancun. Mm-hmm. It's off course most of the time, and you're always making course corrections back on. And that's what an advisor does. If you manage your own money, that's what you have to do, is to make sure you stay on track and that you don't overcorrect, or that you make changes when you don't need to along the way. And that is, we tend to fiddle way too much with our money and our investments. Mm-hmm. Once we have our long-term plan set up, and when you fiddle with those, because you're looking at the short term, the 1, 2, 3 years out versus the 25, 30 years out. And it's hard to look out 30 years. But in investing, you have to look out over the long haul.
And life happens, man. Life happens.
It does.
You're going to have ups and downs. I mean, your car's going to break down, and you're going to spend $5,000 to fix it. Your house is going to have a plumbing issue. You're going to need a new roof. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's things that happen in the process of life. And I think people, sometimes millennials, don't understand that. They think everything is going to be algorithm.
If I can walk through a little analogy, if you can imagine a triangle in front of you, okay, the bottom of the triangle is the base. Mm-hmm. And the base is insurance. So the first part is, you know, do you have health insurance? Mm-hmm. Do you have life insurance? Do you have, you know, home and auto insurance? Do you have the right insurances you need in your life? If you're a professional, you have to have E&O insurance and those things to protect you as well. So you have to have those, you have to have that base of insurance first. Then the next step is you need an emergency fund for something that you can dip into.
And that's different for every person.
That's
been my dilemma, is trying to figure out, if you have savings, what do you actually need in the bank account versus what you should be storing away?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you figure out what those emergency savings are. Then the next step is midterm savings. So what are the things you're going to need to buy and spend that's not retirement? You know, you're going to need a car, and you know, you need a new roof. You're going to maybe possibly move. You might start a business. You have, you know, kids. If you're going to send them, you know, to Catholic school, you have to budget for those things rather than just cash flow. So how do we put that together? And I call those midterm retirement savings. That's kind of the center of the triangle. Mm-hmm. Then the next step is retirement. Of what do I need for retirement? Now, almost everybody wants to start loading all their money into retirement, and put everything in there. And so their triangle is really upside down. You've got the base in the air and you're trying to balance it on the point. And it doesn't work that way, because if you have all of your money in retirement and you have nothing else that's accessible today when you have an emergency, then you have to go to credit cards. If you don't have the right type of insurance, you're going to have to raid your 401k or your simple plan and borrow money from that. And then shoots your retirement plan in the foot. So you have to have balance as you're going in, that you need money allocated to insurance, to your emergency fund, to your midterm savings and your retirement savings. And then one of the most glorious things to plan for is when all of that is taken care of, it's almost like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The top one then is your legacy, because a lot of my clients that we're done with insurance, we're done with the emergency savings, we have the midterm, retirement's taken care of. Now they have excess money that they can choose to spend it. They can choose to give it to their kids. They can choose to give it to charities. They can set up foundations. There are a lot of wonderful things you can do to help empower and pass your values and things on. And that's where it really becomes not about you, and it becomes about your family and the legacy. And I really call it the ripples in life that you want to leave throughout whenever we all pass off this great earth. What do you want to leave behind, and what lessons do you want to leave behind? And that's that legacy piece. It's hard to think about that. It's hard to make decisions with that when we're as young as you and I are.
It happens later in life,
but it really does. Yeah. And having retired 100 times myself, because I've sat across the table from everybody that's retired, you think through that and you think through those legacy pieces. And I know those are coming, for everybody. And that's part of what we have termed as our life map formula. The true life map formula is that process from the percentages to risk management to investments to retirement to legacy, and our life map network, that we really tie all of that together to help successful people make work optional.
Brian Sarf has been with us today, joins us each and every month on the Grill Nation show. Brian, if people want to connect with you, you guys tell us about how they can do that.
Call the office, 913-653-8783. You can send an email to Stephen B, STEVENB, at retirewithtrue.com.
Website, retirewithtrue.com.
Retirewithtrue.com is the website. You can follow us on Twitter. You can listen to our podcast, Mission Work Optional. You can just search that on iTunes and pick it up. And then we're on Facebook as well.
You got a blog.
LinkedIn, blog, all that stuff. We're out there. You'll find us.
You'll find you, and you'll provide information. Right. Final question is, when do you want to retire?
I'll probably I'll probably never retire.
You just want to make work optional.
I would definitely make work optional, and I'll slow down as I go along. But I love what I do, and I love helping the folks I can. And as long as my brain stays sharp, and I can still help make a difference in people's lives, I'll keep doing this. But certainly I'll be slowing down. I'm not going to run at the pace I'm running forever. Probably sometime in my 70s, I'll shut her off and be done.
I love it.
Give myself another 30 years.
Brian Sarf, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again next month. And
yes,
thanks for listening to the Grill Nation show this week. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again soon, and have a great and happy 2019.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.